good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, of course, the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has the country in mourning as we speak, and there's been a fight that has erupted over her replacement, and Newsday has done an analysis of the numbers, which he says are record-breaking.
That's right, Dave. We decided to take a look at judicial appointments in presidents' first 4 years in office, then looked over the past 60 years, and if you ranked impact based solely on data in a 1 4-year term, the winner, so-called winner, might surprise you, is Jimmy Carter. Thanks to a new judiciary law back in the 1970s, Carter was, in 1 4-year term, was able to appoint about 37% of the sitting federal judges, which tops everyone since the 1960s. If you look at President Trump, he ranks fifth out of 9 administrations all told. He has focused in one area, appellate judges. Of course, we do know he's appointed 2 Supreme Court judges, but he's focused on appellate judges, which are important, and there he's made a big impact in appointing more than 50. But overall, he's really lagged in the district court appointments, which are the sort of the day-to-day caseload of the federal system. He has generally appointed judges that are younger, a little bit younger than the median. He's appointed more female judges than his Republican predecessors, but fewer than his Democratic predecessors. And he's also much more likely to appoint judges who are white. So it is interesting if you actually get beyond the rhetoric of either he's done the best job of all time or it's the sky is falling. He kind of ranks smack in the middle.
From there, we go to the other big story, which is COVID-19. We have an update for New York, as well as some of the violations that have been occurring.
That's right. Our overall numbers, the test positive rate continues to be below 1%, which is good for New York. Although flu season is coming up and people are concerned, nationwide, we're moving close to 200,000 deaths now from the virus. Newsday decided to look at exactly what are businesses being cited for. Some of the things are a secret basement drinking and gambling room underneath a grocery store, gyms staying open months before regulations allowed, some businesses such as cigar shops never closing even though they were not deemed essential businesses, also bars packed with people standing around and drinking alcohol, which has happened kind of around the state. So it's a good read if you want to see some of the types of things that businesses are being cited for.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.